It's time for the Friday Flashback 9 at 9, when Chris Attwood counts down top songs from a week in 80s British music history. Friday Flashback 9 starts now.
Hey, this is Chris Attwood. Welcome to tonight's edition of a Friday Flashback 9 at 9. We're going to travel all the way back to December 18th, 1989 to find out the top 9 songs that were climbing up and down the British charts. Coming in at number 64 back on December 18th, 1989, it dropped from the 43rd position the week prior. Tears for Fears, Woman in Chains.
Woman in chains.
Friday Flashback number 8.
Fine Young Cannibals were at number 50 back on December 18th, 1989 with I'm Not the Man I Used to Be. This is Chris Atwood and you're listening to the Friday Flashback 9 at 9. Climbing on up the charts to the 39th position, our number 7 song on tonight's Friday Flashback 9 at 9, I'll Sail the Ship Alone by The Beautiful Self.
If you choose that we will always lose, well then I'll sail this ship alone. And if you decide to give him another try, well then I'll sail said if I wrote the perfect love song, you would take me back. Well, I wrote it, but I lost it. And now will you take me back anyway? Now, if you insist that this is for the best, well, then I'll say. I'll sail this ship alone between the pain and the pleasure. I'll sail this ship alone amongst the sharks and the treasure. If you would rather go your way, then go your way. I'll sail this ship alone. I'll sail this ship alone between the pain and the pleasure. I'll sail this ship alone amongst the sharks and the treasure. If you would rather go your way, then go your way. I'll sail this ship alone.
Friday Flashback number 6.
Mr. President.
Your mission, then. Find Duran Duran. Find Duran Duran.
Just a minute, I'll slip something on.
coming in at number 31 back on December 18th, 1989. Duran Duran with Burning the Ground, sort of a mashup of all of their big hits from the 1980s. It was their 20th single. It was a standalone single that came out in December of 89 to promote Decade. That was pretty much all of their greatest hits from the 1980s. This is Chris Atwood. You're listening to the Friday Flashback 9 at 9. We are going to move on up to the 24th position back on December 18th, 1989, in our number 5 song. This is when you can begin to understand and feel in the switch over to the shoegaze sound. Stone Roses, biggest song of their career at that point, with Fool's Gold.
Friday Flashback number 4.
Don't ever let me take you for granted. You've
Surround Me by Erasure came in at number 22 back on December 18th, 1989. This is Chris Atwood. You're listening to the Friday Flashback 9 at 9. Great thing about the 80s, there was just so much variety in the music. We had ska, we had synth pop, we had post-punk. All this type of stuff was just thrown into the 80s. And that's what we try to do here every single Friday night, where we look at all the classic alternative from back then, and especially on the Friday Flashback 9 at 9, where we count down those top nine songs that were going up and down on the British charts. Speaking of sort of that reggae ska infusion, it's our number three song for tonight that came in at number 21 back on December 18th, 1989, UB40, Homely Girl.
Oh, was a boy who used to sit beside you. He'd like to hold that place his own life too. Oh, you were beautiful to me. You were the heart no one could ever see. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, me girl, you used to be so lonely.
Friday Flashback number 2.
Electronic, Getting Away With It, came in at number 13 back on December 18th, 1989. This is Chris Atwood. You're listening to the Friday Flashback 9 at 9. We've reached the top of the British charts for December 18th, 1989 with a brand new entry. It would stay there for 3 weeks. And the hint is this. If you go back to 1984, right around Thanksgiving, Christmas time, there was a huge, huge song, Do They Know It's Christmas, by Band-Aid. Well, in 1989, Bob Geldof went to Stock, Aitken & Waterman, producers in England that were just cranking out the hits with all these other different bands, and said, hey, I want you to do an updated version of Do They Know It's Christmas with the biggest stars at the time. The only two people that are on this version of Do They Know It's Christmas from the original one back in 1984 are Sarah and Karen from Bananarama. The song would be re-recorded two other times after 1989. All the funds that were sort of raised from the selling of the song, etc., have gone to charity since then. This is the 1989 version of Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid 2, right here on the Friday Flashback 9 at 9 with me, Chris Atwood.
Christmas time is hard, but when you're having
You just heard Friday Flashback 9 with Chris Atwood. To hear it again, check out the podcast on 80s Alternative Radio's Facebook page. What will Chris Atwood feature next week? Tune in every Friday at 9 p.m. on 95.9 WATD to find out.
Killing Joke here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood. It's about 12 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. That means we're going to wrap up tonight's edition of the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it and survived the snowstorm from yesterday. Lots of snow all over the area, and I think it's going to stick around. So expect a white Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, I will be here live in the studio 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Christmas night. So after you're done eating and opening gifts and all that type of stuff, hang out by the radio or whatever listening device you're using and listen to me live on the air, including many of you who sent me recordings of your favorite songs in sort of what we call liners. So we'll have a lot of the fans who will actually be sort of guest DJs here on the show. On Christmas night. All right, that's going to wrap it up for me. Cocteau Twins taking it on out. Have a safe weekend. We'll see you next Friday on Christmas. 95.9 ATD.
like you do.